Zion's women standing near the pool. Thank you.
Yes, Beats. Redford.
So good.
How you doing over there, hon?
I'm doing well. I love this thing. I want to watch that one again soon.
Yeah, we've been watching all of Robert Redford's movies since he sadly passed away.
Yeah.
In the last 2 weeks. And today is a tribute to the great actor, producer, filmmaker. I mean, everything to do with film. He was synonymous with it.
He
was a great actor, but he was so much more in film.
Yeah.
And so we kicked things off with three of his most popular there. We had The Natural to kick things off, the very first track, The Prologue by Randy Newman. Amazing soundtrack.
Yeah.
And then Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. We had the Sundance Kid theme there by Burt Bacharach. Mm. And then we had The Sting, Scott Joplin, the entertainer. And all the music for The Sting was orchestrated by Marvin Hamlisch. And it's my favorite version of the Scott Joplin music, so... Those, you're The Sting, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and The Natural, and you're going to be hearing, obviously, a few more songs from all three films as we go on over the next 2 hours. It is going to be a kaleidoscope of cinema for you all, wherever you are.
Kaleidoscope.
I try.
My goodness.
It is a beautiful day here in San Francisco.
Yes.
The sun is shining. We are skipping down. We went and stopped by the St. Philip's School Festival there in Noe Valley. For those of you in San Francisco,
go by, check it out.
Get over there. They have an Aperol Spritz stand. I mean, come on. What more do you need?
Live music. All kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, our friend Todd was playing with his jazz band.
Yeah,
we went down and watched
him
for an hour and before we came down here.
Mm-hmm.
It was like old times.
Mm-hmm.
And then the beer garage has been moved, but it's still pouring, which
still
is
there.
Good.
And that's important.
But yeah, you got Redford for the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
And we're going to play some more music. So as with everything we do when we do these shows, there's going to be some stuff I'm sure you're like, wait, is he really playing that? But yes, I'm sorry, we are completists. We try to capture everything to do with the theme. And that's why you got to listen to this one. Toodles.
Toodles.
Thank you. sad tale. But I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a man so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. Thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building, I might roll a brand new car, cause I'm the unknown stuntman that made Redford such a star. Never spent much time in school, but I told ladies plenty. It's true, I hire my body out for pay. Hey, hey, I've gotten burned over Cheryl Teagues, blown up for Rocky Welch. But when I wind up in the hay, it's only hay. Hey, hey, I might jump an open drawbridge or toss and from a vine. Cause I'm the unknown stuntman that makes Eastwood look so fine.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
I used to love that show. You know, we own that whole first season on streaming.
Honey, I'm not surprised.
The remake was pretty good, but it was nothing like Lee Majors and
no.
Heather Locklear. And
no.
Of course, the song there, The Fall Guy, the theme from the, it's called The Unknown Stuntman, and he obviously has a nod to Redford there early on in the first verse.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to ES Beats Redford here on RadioValencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission. We're here every Saturday from 2 till 4.
Yes, indeed.
If you're listening on the app, thank you so much. If you want to go to the website, it's RadioValencia.fm, and you can see all the different shows that are here. And if you don't like what you hear, I mean, we are very specific today. It's all Robert Redford for
yes,
the next...
Yes, but there are lots of shows.
There's lots of shows, and you could have one, too. If you email shows at RadioValencia.fm and pitch us your show, trust me, if we can get on, you can get on.
Yeah, and you don't have to be here physically in person to do it. You can do it remote.
That's right. We have all these ways to do it remotely, no matter where you are in the world.
Yeah.
And there's lots of times available. If you go to the homepage, you can see when they're available. So that last block of Redford, we kick things off with Johnny Mercer, Neil Hefti, Barefoot in the Park, the main theme, Robert Redford and Jane Fonda. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
And in the middle, we had A River Runs Through It. Beautiful piece of music by Mark Isham. And then, like I said, the Fall Guy theme song by Lee Majors singing. It was Lee Majors singing.
Yeah.
And singing about Redford. And if you watch the show like I did, which was religiously as a kid, there's all these different shots from movies in the theme song at the beginning, including supposedly Robert Redford, but it's not him, obviously, it's a stuntman, running along the train in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and it's happening when he gives a nod to Redford in the song. Just a little trivia for you there, which I'm sure you're not surprised I had.
Yes, no.
Should we go back to some music?
Yes, I think so.
Let's do some instrumental here.
Oh, instrumental.
See if you can pick the movie.
Well, is any of my favorites coming up in this set?
Well, it's all kinds of stuff coming up, honey. I'm not going to tell you.
I know, but you know which one I mean.
Yeah, but you'll know what that is.
I know, but still.
Toodles.
Toodles.
Thank you. Me for me, not because I sing like Pavarotti, or because I'm such a hottie. I like her for her, not because she's fat like Cindy Crawford. She has got so much to offer, why does she waste all her time with me? There must be something there that I don't see. She likes me for me. My arm feels
And we're back. So yeah, it's not all about his movies.
Clearly not.
Some songs are just about him.
Yeah.
Chin like Robert Redford. Yeah, so there's you're listening to the ES Beats Redford show today. We're going to be here with you till 4 p.m. Pacific time, wherever you are tuned in from. Thank you so much for joining us. Valerie, Mary, packing for Europe, Grandma, Grandpa, Mimi, Pop-Pops, wherever you are, I don't care. We're so glad you're here with us today. And we had a lot of movies there today. We start things off, for those that didn't know, that beautiful stirring. That was All the President's Men.
If you could see his face right now, it was a lot.
That was the first one I watched. Actually, it was the second one. It was the first one I watched after he passed away. All the President's Men. We did that. We did The Natural. We did Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. What else did we watch? We watched Spy Game. That was the first one we watched.
Spy Game was the first one, yeah. Which I learned DJ Mimi had never seen.
Oh, it's such an amazing movie. That's the other thing that's really interesting about Robert Redford films. Mm. And we'll talk about this later in the show. He directed a lot of films, yeah. He produced a lot of films, and he starred in a lot of films. But I would argue that he made some movies with the best endings, if that makes any sense. And it's kind of weird that a lot of his movies have the best endings. And we'll talk about that later.
Operation Dinner.
Exactly. So after David Shire, with All the President's Men finale, also did the theme song, or the soundtrack, to The Conversation.
Oh.
Oscar nominated. Yep. And then The Natural again came back with the Iris and Roy theme by Randy Newman. Then we had Condor by Dave Grusin. 3 Days of the Condor, fantastic film. Mm. And then we had Blessed Union of Souls with Hey Leonardo, She Likes Me for Me. So yeah, songs from his films, songs about him, and then sometimes he made movies where there wasn't a theme song, or I couldn't find the music for it. But don't worry, I came up with something.
Oh,
so
good Lord.
He made a movie.
Yes.
And I only just saw it in the last 2 years. I'd never seen it before. I went back and watched it with Gene Hackman.
Oh.
And it was really on in his, really early on in his career.
Okay.
And it's called Downhill Racer.
I don't know that.
And he plays a kind of a rebel skier. Yeah.
Okay.
And Gene Hackman is his trainer, and it's not going well. Anyway, it's a great movie.
Okay.
But there's no score to Downhill Racer. But don't worry, Everything But the Girl has you covered. Here is their song.
No way.
Downhill Racer.
Toodles.
You can't see so far into the distance. Look, it's downhill all the way from here. And getting there is quicker. Let go and you just slide. Shouldn't take more than a year. I could almost like you. Now it's nearly over. Now you've shown some weakness. Now you're looking older. What you said, and I recognize those feelings. I know how hard it is to watch you go, and all the effort that it took to get here in the first place, and all the effort not to let the effort show. I could almost like you. Now you're falling over. Now you're feeling hopeless. Now you're looking over your shoulder. There's still time for a comeback. You don't have to lie down and die. Lazarus, he only did it just the one time. He couldn't face another try. I could almost like you. Now it's really over. Now you've shown some weakness. Now you're looking over your shoulder. Let's go.
know, but I know it's familiar, so I know it as soon as you say it.
I mean, everyone's in that movie. It's literally everyone. It's A Bridge Too Far.
Oh.
So, we bookended that block with two movies with Robert Redford and Gene Hackman in them. The first one was Downhill Racer, and the song was by Everything But the Girl off their album Temperamental, fantastic album. It was nice to hear you singing along the whole time there, DJ Original Brew.
I love Everything But the Girl.
In the middle, we had Indecent Proposal. There's one. I mean, all three of those movies, I think people have forgotten about that one. Yeah, that was and it was a John Barry score. You can always tell when it's John Barry. He just sounds the same. And obviously, DJ Grandma's going to be happy to hear that we'll be hearing more of John Barry later because she knows what that means. And then at the end there, we had the Band of the Royal Military with A Bridge Too Far. Three forgotten gems, maybe, with Robert Redford in them. Downhill Racer, Indecent Proposal, and A Bridge Too Far. And I would argue, going back and watching Indecent Proposal, I think some stuff hasn't really aged well in that movie, but Woody Harrelson's performance in that film at the time was quite revelatory because he'd only been Woody on Cheers and he'd done a couple of things like that, but he was broken in that film. He's amazing in that film.
Yeah.
You should go back and watch it. It's really well done. Mm. It's good acting.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to ES Beats.
Yes, that's us.
Our special Redford show here on a gorgeous sunny Saturday in the last remnants of September in 2025. Yes. Last remnants of the baseball season. There's only two games. Well, there's one in the middle right now. It seems to be going well, and then tomorrow's the last game, and then obviously, we're very sad here at ES Beats. The ending of 21st Amendment 2 is tomorrow, which we're very broken up about. We're going to be there tomorrow, and for those of you in the Bay Area, we invite you to join us for one last cheers down at the pub on 2nd and Daboom, just two blocks away from the ballpark.
Yeah.
And we'll be down there raising a glass starting around 11:30 tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
With DJ Sully and all attendees in tow. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Let's go back to some music, shall we?
Let's do it. I don't know.
Yeah, let's do this.
Deliberating.
I just finished this film last night.
Oh, well, my goodness. Toodles.
makes everything seem less pathetic. Hey baby, when you don't cry, I worry that your tears build up inside. I try to care more, but no one's dying. You ran away for a thousand miles. Don't run so fast, it wasn't meant to last for more than an hour. An hour. I wrote a song about you once. I wrote a book that no one ever read. They're gonna turn it into a movie. So I will let the wheel know all I said. Dream. Psychedelic ruin. I could have sworn you were a shoo-in. What we were thinking wasn't what we were doing. I don't know just why I'm here. You stop me like a car that I can't steer. My hands are busy shifting all those gears. You pull me over to bite off my ear. Don't bite so hard, my neck's a broken shard of uncut glass that we smashed. I wrote a song about you once. I wrote a book that no one ever read. They're gonna turn into a movie. So I will let them know all I said. Breathe. Just a local anesthetic keeps us awake when we don't get it. Makes everything seem less pathetic.